This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
10 minutes after the hour, or if I were to be more perfunctory and professional, 7 minutes.
Sometimes I
throw words together because, as Rich McFadden will tell you, I get paid by the word. So as I measure my words, sometimes I put words together so they'll have more meaning, more essence, more stimulating.
And the more syllables each word has, the more you make.
Yes.
Per word.
Wonderful. All right, we're here collectively, I say we, because we have assembled a group of very intelligent broadcasters, people who have wide ranges of experience on the air, to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine this past week. For those of you who don't want to get caught in the old orbit, the charts over the week of April 24th to the 28th. So you know you've got the right week. Last week of April 2017, I'm going to go through the top 10 stories with Rich McFadden, with Joe Crummy,
yo,
with Victoria Keelan, and with me, I think. I know that I'm going to do this, so I probably don't have to introduce myself. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way.
The one and only.
Yes, thank you. Actually, I'm not. There's a Doug Steffen who's a college professor at the University of Windsor in Canada.
And there's a hip-hop song named Doug Steffen. Victoria, you need to check this out.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
You will chuckle. Yes, you have. I played it for you years ago.
Really?
That's fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's all kinds of Doug Steffenisms going on out there.
Do we have a lot of Joe Crummyisms?
There's always one.
You might.
Crummyisms. I like that. Crummy has a podcast called Evil Thoughts.
That's
and
right.
It begins, if you go to the website, it says, "Welcome to the graveyard of free speech."
I like it.
Yeah. Well, that was a reference yesterday to what has been going on at Berkeley.
Well, let's talk about that. Let me go through the top 10 items according to the research at Talkers Magazine. What happens here is the folks at Talkers, it's their job, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. It's all about what's going on in the talk industry and serves us. We are the people who are most interested in what's going on in the world of talk. So this is an inside trade publication that people have access to at talkers.com. See what's going on with your favorite hosts and some of the stations in the news and so forth of the biz. So as a part of the service, the folks at Talkers listen to a lot of great radio stations that program talk and listen to a lot of the great hosts on those stations, national and local. And then they come up with this list. So pretty much every week at number 10 is what's going on in sports. A lot of conversation. The flow over, if you will, from sports talk radio. So we don't have much going on there except, I suppose, the story of Tim Tebow, which is a nice one. And the football draft picks, that kind of stuff. Number 9 is a focus on Michael Flynn, who seems to not be as honorable as he would like you to think he is. So is that the news media doing a number on him because he is who he is and where he's from, or is this guy really a sleazebag?
Both.
Both of them.
Well, I think it's more about right now who owns Michael Flynn. Like, it's funny. It's like,
does,
well, it's
Michael
all Trump's
Flynn
problem.
Own Michael Flynn? You know? Isn't he his own person, or is he a for sale?
Well, I mean, as you said, he's kind of persona, you know, I wouldn't say, well, yeah, non grata. You know, he's like, ooh, it's
he
Michael
won't be getting
Flynn,
a job in the White House of this administration anytime soon.
Well, that's the thing. But, I mean, who owns him? I mean, the way that the media talks about it is it's all about Donald Trump. But he used to work with President Obama and his administration, too, as well. And he got thrown out of there. And Spicer's thing yesterday, and he's the presidential press conference guy,
yes,
said, well, hey, he got his security clearance through Barack Obama. So it's all going out. Who owns, you know, Michael Flynn? He's a Trump problem. No, he's an Obama problem.
Okay.
He's somebody's problem.
Well, that's just the thing. Now the media wants Trump to own him.
Right.
And anything that they can tie to Trump to be able to drag Trump into this conspiracy about Russia, they will use. And Michael Flynn is the perfect dummy to be able to do that with.
Yeah.
So Michael Flynn is a dummy.
He's your problem, right?
Right.
Greedy so-and-so.
And the media wants him to be the mule for Trump.
All right. So let's tie this in shall we, to number 8 and to a point to number 7. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the hoopla about Barack Obama getting $400,000 to speak at some Wall Street event.
Who cares?
Somebody said, yeah, I don't.
Elizabeth Warren cares. That's
the only
that's
thing,
weird.
She's the biggest $4 phony, anything at all that she can be.
She's on his
get a news camera in front of her. I want to tell you, this is terrible. Really. Wait
straight,
till somebody weighs $400,000 in front of her.
Right.
Yep. To run for whatever campaign she's doing next. She's the biggest $3, $4 bill. Oh, my God.
It just feels like, I mean, and I'm on the left, but like, it just feels like she needs to comment on every single thing, so she's constantly in the news.
Yeah.
And it's really disingenuous.
Yeah, I just think it's great when she's, I mean, partisan guy that I am, that she's yelling at somebody else for a change. I just love it.
Okay, so here is the key, at least from my perspective, as to how to look at the Obama thing. The president of the United States made $400,000 a year. And so during one speech, he makes as much as he did in a year. That's the free market, folks. That's what happens when there's $400,000 on the table for somebody to make. What difference does it make who makes it? Obama has got a contract with his wife for $60 million to write a couple of books. He's going to take advantage of it, and he's going to do very well because, as most people who run for the presidency gauge, even though it's tough on them, if you come from nothing like he does, you become, Bill Clinton, the same thing. They become very wealthy. They become, they figure this into the plan. That's why they've gone at it early. The guys like George Bush, he didn't need the money. There's plenty of dough there with him and his family. And so that he does speak once in a while, and he does get about $500,000 for the speech, but he doesn't do much of it. So for Obama to go out and get $400,000, Mrs. Clinton's average is $650,000. Bill Clinton has gotten $1.5 million for going to places for a weekend, and that's the way
it
is.
Is anybody shocked by this?
Like, I'm shocked that it's only $400,000.
Yeah.
I really thought it would be more than that.
I mean, who's actually sitting there going, oh, this is preposterous. I didn't expect this to happen.
Well, it's been going on for years.
Of course it's going to happen. That's a naivete.
Right.
And just another opportunity for people to take shots. This is a world of abundance. America is the land of the free, mostly. Home of the brave, pretty much. And the opportunities that are here are here. And they're to be taken advantage of one way or another. I have no problem with Obama doing this or anybody else who wants to do it. It creates jobs. It creates money. It creates abundance. It creates good. It's nothing but good. So let him say what he wants to. Go out. I hope he speaks every week for $400,000. Good for him.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, man.
And so the next thing,
as long as he's not talking to me anymore, I don't care what
that's the thing. It's kind of like, for me anyway, Mr. Partisan, to see Elizabeth Warren going after President Obama is kind of like watching your wife argue with your kid and leaving you out of it. So I like that.
All right. So let's get into Ann Coulter.
On the topic block. That's great.
The number 7 issue this week on the countdown is the Ann Coulter speech that was supposed to take place this week at Berkeley. It didn't. The lefties shut her down. So now she's suing, and a couple of free speech groups are suing as well. They ought to. And the whole thing here, there's such hypocrisy. I was thinking the last time I read that Rachel Maddow was on some college campus, because she goes out every weekend and speaks to a lot of groups and gets her fee. And by the way, talking about fees, Coulter and Maddow would probably bring 50 to 75 for a speech. That's the wheelhouse that they're in. So who protests Rachel Maddow going to Heidelberg, let's say, which is a right-of-center school? That's where I went. Do you think anybody on the Heidelberg campus is going to would be out to protest Rachel Maddow? No.
Everybody protests everything now. Of course there'd be someone.
Not like this kind of. This is
right. Not like shutdown. Right.
No,
you can't
it's
speak.
No.
Right.
It is, and it's not where it's. I have my son-in-law went to Berkeley. I get it. And so understanding what goes on there, it is. It's clear that they aren't the bastion of liberalism. Or liberalism equals freedom. Liber equals free. Put the equal sign, the word liber, the Roman roots in the Latin, liber equals free. And there is no liber at Berkeley. There's no freedom. You either go along with the program or screw you. So sue the hell out of them. I hope they get a lot of money. That's my view. Thank you and good night. Joe.
It's all pretty obvious as soon as you get there.
Yeah, you're too predictable on this.
Stuff is all over the place.
And isn't all of our reactions somewhat predictable? I don't know. I guess I'm interested, Victoria, in you on the Ann Coulter thing because I just am more, I mean, the rest of us are predictable. And you may be, too. You don't like Ann Coulter's point of view.
Yeah, but I have nothing against Ann Coulter. I don't like Ann Coulter, but I have nothing against her speaking anywhere. That's just, to me, that's ridiculous. I do have a problem when it comes to people like that Yiannopoulos, that idiot. I have a big problem with him. I mean, Ann Coulter
can still has a right to be an idiot.
Yeah, but the things that he says are beyond.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You got to either they do or they don't.
I got a two-faced little friend here.
I just think that there's a fine line between.
There's a difference between what you agree in and what you don't agree in?
No. No, that's not what I'm saying. I think there's a difference between inciting people to go and physically harm people. I mean, that's what the Yiannopoulos guy says. I mean, he publicly shames people for being gay.
All right,
he's
so what
gay.
Do we do?
I mean, there's a
about
big
the
difference.
Skinheads. That's a good point. Skinheads.
Yeah, skinheads. Exactly.
Right. Kill the Jews. So what do you do about that?
But
draw the line. I have a problem with that. I don't think that belongs on a college campus. Yeah. If they want to rent their own hall somewhere and sell tickets,
what
fine.
Free speech is.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is it doesn't belong on a college campus. I think if you want to rent a venue and do it yourself and sell tickets, more power to you.
Yeah, but
I don't think it belongs on a college campus.
But the public will decide what belongs where, just like Ann Coulter. The public at Berkeley University decided what they wanted. Now they have to live with the repercussions of that.
Mm. All right. Well,
that's the way it works.
I still think that there's a. I don't know where to go.
I don't know. I think there's a line.
I'm with you. I don't know that I agree with that, with your line.
So you guys agree with free speech as long as it's something you don't really.
There's a difference between free speech and slander, though. There is a big difference.
How do we deal? Now let people slander each other, then they sue them. That's not a problem. I want to know where you get to Hitler. Crummy, you're being quiet.
I'm listening.
To Hitler, who says, kill all the Jews.
Yep.
Where is that okay?
As a civilized society, how are we not responsible to have a line? What's the point of living in a civilized society then?
Rich, you're
a level-headed guy who's not going to get caught up in it.
20 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by Envy.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right. 23. And change past the hour. This is a potpourri of Doug Steffen radio programs with hosts like the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here.
Yo.
And there are some people who think Victoria's evil. Sitting in Doug.
Wow. Hey, what was that?
Evil. His evil thoughts. Rich McFadden, who has been evil most of his life, is here.
Rich is very sassy today. He's sassing me a lot.
Who, McFadden?
It's just fun. You're fun to rile up.
Yeah. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Let me spend a moment here doing something that I neglected to do a few moments ago, because there are sponsors who have to provide for this thrilling radio program to be on the air, and one of them is a product called Super Beats. Guarantees you healthy blood flow. So if you're over the age of 40 and you're listening to us right this minute, you should pick up the phone as part of your exercise and call 800-655-4183. That's the number to get Super Beats, a product that will, because beets have more nitric oxide in them, thanks to Mother Nature, and Mother Nature understands what we needed to be healthier. Nitric oxide opens up your arteries, gets the blood all around your body, revives it. It's kind of like a tree. It doesn't have the right nutrients. You watch it sort of wither and die. Same is true with your body. For heaven's sakes, poor circulation is the root problem of most root cause of most health problems. So let's get rid of the sluggish circulation. Let's not have wrecked health. Let's have perfect health. Blood is the secret. And you get it flowing and staying in your body. It gets to your muscles, your brain. Everything in your body is better off because you're drinking Super Beets. Take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, and mix it up. Drink it. And in 15, 20 minutes, you feel you don't need caffeine. You don't need any of that stuff. No stimulation. This is all natural. No artificial stimulation. The pro athletes, college athletes that are on this stuff, amazing. Number in the thousands. You ought to be on it, too. Do something good for yourself. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Trust me, this is the thing to do right now if you're not on the program. Get a 30-day supply free with a first order. You get the free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen and a book about beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. All right. So we've sort of
gone around and around and around. The number six has to do with sanctuary cities. The state of Massachusetts, where I am when I'm not in the state of California, the two craziest states in the country. I don't know what that says about me, but at any rate, the idea of sanctuary cities now is cropping up in Massachusetts. It's been a, I don't know, would you describe it as a, probably you live in California all the time, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask you, is Framingham a sanctuary city?
It is. Framingham has just voted to become a city. It was the largest town in the country forever.
Well,
now,
was it a sanctuary hamlet before that?
There are a lot of illegal Brazilians here.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. This is the largest group of Brazilians outside of Brazil in our country. There are more.
What's up
Brazilians
with that? That's just weird. Well, let's do an hour on that. What's that about?
Well, it's about the part of Framingham that they occupy used to be occupied when I was a kid by Puerto Ricans. The Brazilians came in and basically drove all the Puerto Ricans out and created a village for themselves. And some of them are legal and some are illegal. And I want to tell you, we have to pause here for a minute, but remind me when we come back. This was the week of Framingham Town Meeting. And one of the discussions that took place, this will answer your question. Your question is Framingham a sanctuary city? I will answer it with an anecdotal story about what happened at town meeting, which is a way for us to kind of drill down to the local level on this issue, which is a very important one, as we continue here overviewing charts from Talkers Magazine's 28 Past the Hour.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, delving into the charts, the information, the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine in the News Talk Radio world. We've worked our way up to... Well, we're actually in the middle of a conversation. Number six this week is a focus on sanctuary cities. So I was about to tell everybody the story. I actually told this earlier in the week on the DJV program with Victoria. The Tuesday night discussion at Framingham Town Meeting focused on federal community block grants. And in Framingham, we get, I think, somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000 from the feds to use at the discretion of the town meeting and the town manager and the selectmen. So what we do with the money, in part, a large part, I think it's about a $300,000, $400,000 a year program, is teach the people who are here that don't speak English how to speak English. And during the course of this conversation, Joe, it was learned that 44% of the students in our public schools in Framingham do not use English as a primary language, number one. Number two, as a result of that, the adults who are here that can't speak English have a hard time conducting business, living, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this had nothing to do with the school program. This is just a program that is to help adults. And the program runs at, I think it runs 7 or 8 weeks at a time, and there are as many as 700 people who are involved in the program at one time. So one is this woman who was pretty naive and somebody that you, how do I do this?
Oh, this ought to be good. Everybody roll
tape. Yeah. Yeah.
Get ready for this one.
All right, good. Let's see what we got.
Let's say that she would be the type of person that you'd figure would be running a program like this. Mm-hmm. How's that? She was naive. She was uninformed, unprepared, and basically another government hack who was not... Okay, I've said enough. All right, now, so, somebody gets up in town meeting and said, we asked this question last year and you were going to get us the answer. How many of the people involved in this program are not legal citizens? All right, so then there's everything in the hall stops. No, there's no buzzing. It's not like you could hear a pin drop. And this lady says nothing. She doesn't know what to say. And so, once again, the question is asked. May I please have... It's a prerogative of town meeting members. I could have gotten up and asked the question. I know what the answer is, so I don't have to ask the question. And so did everybody else in the room. Everybody else in the room knew. Of the 700, at least 300 are illegals. So then, why are we spending tax dollars to teach people who are not here legally how to speak English? Again, deafening silence. No answer. But what do these fools in town meeting do? They voted the approval. They all know that the woods are full of these people who don't know how to speak English, A, B, or maybe A, they're not citizens, and B, they don't know how to speak the language. But this is what goes on. Everybody just goes along to get along instead of drawing a line in the sand.
I was talking to my wife, Doug, who is a Colombian by birth. Colombian by birth.
A legal, done it the right way citizen. Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And many of her cousins have moved around the world. They've gone to Spain. They've gone to London. They've gone to Australia, wherever it is. And we were talking yesterday about two of her cousins that have moved to Canada. Uh-huh. And one of her stepsisters tried to move to Canada a few years ago. The couple of cousins who did move there went there as refugees because it's the dangerous things going on in their families, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But the ones who just tried to get into Canada, and I thought Canada was come one, come all, everybody's welcome.
Well, that's what that's kind of the way, that's the air that you get from listening to them.
This stepsister tried for 2.5 years to become a Canadian citizen. And one of the caveats for her to becoming a citizen was you have to learn to speak French.
Oh, my.
And so she says, okay, no problem. So she learned to speak French. Then they started changing the rules. So she said no matter what she did, the rules always changed. It was impossible to become a citizen in Canada, which I thought was really eye-opening for me. Uh-huh. But the fact that they make anybody who becomes a citizen in their country, before you can become a citizen, you have to learn the language.
Well,
it was surprising to me.
Yep. Well, anyway, so...
But yet we pay everybody to teach them the language.
Yeah.
And then,
right. Yeah, yeah. We got to have rocks in our head. All right, so we've been around the room. Anybody got any more comments on that as we move along?
Nope, all good.
I'm floored. Hearing none, I continue. Number five this week, if you go to Crummy's Evil Thoughts podcast, by the way, and listen to him play his guitar, he has a lot of underscoring of his thoughts with the guitar. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter. And at joecrummy.net with an E. Two E's. JoeCrummey.net. Posted a video on YouTube of a brain surgery that he had a few years ago, and it was really quite compelling.
Watched that? Oh, man.
I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff, but look at how well you've come out of it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so number five on the story list this week from Talkers is the story of Ivanka Trump being in Berlin and the fact she was booed there. Well, wait a minute. She was actually, I thought, from what I got out of this anyway, and everybody else I want jumping in here, that she had a pretty successful trip. She was talking a lot about women and what ought to be in... she was countering some of her father's ideas. But what did CNN headline with? No!
Right.
Not
well,
the good stuff.
That she was booed. But I thought it was really interesting. I was talking about this on my evil podcast. CNN had two different stories. The first story was about Ivanka Trump is in Berlin, and she's going to be talking about this. And then I heard them start to talk about, oh, my God, she got booed. And I thought, well, that's weird, because I just listened to it. I didn't hear any of the boos. And so I went back. I typed in, Ivanka Trump, Berlin, and I got the same story that I had before where she's speaking, and I don't hear anything. And then I went, so I typed Clinton, Ivanka Trump booed, and I get CNN again, and now I get a different audio feed. This was really weird, where if somebody was in the audience with a microphone, and so they used that instead, and they must have been sitting next to the people that were booing, and they used it. I go, wow, they really want to make that point.
Yeah, that she wasn't booed walking out on the stage or anything. She got booed for one comment that she made when she said her father was a champion for families. That's right. What she got booed for.
And the microphone just happened to be next to a group of people or a guy who booed her.
And I was saying that booed, that's a real thing. It really happens.
So the most important thing that happened over there, Victoria, though, would you say that was... this thing that ought to
I think we talked earlier this week about some of the initiatives she's starting with empowering women and starting, you know, different foundations and things like that and scholarship funds. And I think that if she can get this stuff done, this is why women on the left were hopeful that Ivanka was going to be involved in her father's administration. This is what we want her to do. So I think, you know, anybody who wants to boo her, that's just, you know, whatever. That's stupid. I don't agree with that.
CNN is so transparent.
Oh my God, wow. Ridiculous.
Why does anybody watch it? How hard they were working to make that point.
Yeah.
Because no one pays attention to CNN. It's a joke. They have to do something to be clickbait. I mean, that's what they are at this point. They're just clickbait.
That's a great expression, isn't it? Clickbait.
Yeah.
What a great expression that is. Doug Steffen on the countdown with a review of the story. Sometimes they get a little out of focus. When we do start the program, we go from number 10 to number 1, and then sort of get off on lots of different things that pertain to what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. So for your information, at number 10 this week, sports talk radio, all the major league action, etc. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the case against him. Number 8, the president or former president Obama's speech on Wall Street for $400,000. Number 7, Ann Coulter's controversy in California at Berkeley. Number 6, is there going to be a government shutdown or not? Number 5, Ivanka Trump's trip to Berlin. Number 4, are there renegotiations? Is NAFTA gone or is it going to stay? Number 3, situation with North Korea. Number 2, the president's tax cut proposals. And number 1, a review of Trump's first 100 days. That's the way it shakes out in the story list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, up next, well, for the remaining moments, I suppose we need the top three or four stories all focus on the president and his various proposals, the tax cut proposal, what do we do with North Korea, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's up next here is our overview of the top hits in talk radio continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Heart disease, eye problems, nerve damage. The list of complications from type 2 diabetes is long, and according to a recent study, getting longer.
What it says is that bone and, you know, and the skeleton really needs to be added to the list of diabetic complications.
Dr. Sandeep Khosla says physicians have long thought that osteoporosis was an issue for diabetics, but it was only recently that technological advances made it possible to actually assess the issue.
And so our ability to assess that really led to these findings that patients with diabetes, in fact, have worse mechanical properties of bone or bone material properties, which would increase their risk of fracture.
While more study is needed, it's just another reason why diabetics need to work with their healthcare provider to make sure their disease is under control. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Talk Radio Review, going through the people that are on the list this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go find the list at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. It's a cool place to go if you love talk and conversation. At number 10 on the list of the most talked about people this week, according to Talkers, Michael Flynn. Ann Coulter's in the number 9 position. Ivanka Trump in the number 8 shot. Barack Obama's at 7. The people running to be president of France, number 6. Paul Ryan is 5. Sean Spicer is 4. Rex Tillerson is in the number 3 position. Kim Jong-un, imagine that. He's in the number 2 spot, that little twerp. Kim, does that sound pejorative? It's meant to be. Kim Jong-un at number 2. And the Trumpster, Donald Trump, anyway, in the first position on the people list, thanks to the info provided to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Hi, Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy.
Yeah.
Rich McFadden.
Pleasant.
I'm Doug Steffen. Okay, so the Trump first 100 days has become trite. Tax cut proposals, good for most. What I get a kick out of is all of the nutbirds in the news media, and Richie, please refer to them as the news media because media covers lots of real estate. News media says Trump is going to get a windfall from his tax cuts. Really? Okay, so what about all the other companies that are going to have tax cuts?
I thought he didn't pay any taxes. I thought he was...
I pay as little as possible.
Right. I do too, frankly. How do you do it, Richie? You pay a lot or as little as possible?
Well, my philosophy always is if you want to root for more taxes, put your hand on your heart, salute the flag, write the check, stand behind your statements.
You want to pay more in taxes? Pay them.
Oh, yeah, I do. I want to see how many illegal immigrants I can sustain in Framingham. So, yeah, I want to pay a lot of taxes.
Victoria, you pay your
sure.
taxes?
Oh, yes. I would just love to pay more, actually.
Ah. Of course.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, on the 100 days, though, one thing that I heard that is kind of interesting, Trump has really made some major, major changes in just the way the government works in his appointments to all of these agencies. And turning back the Obama executive orders, but you just look at the appointments that he's made and the FCC and DHS, everything. These people are going to make big changes. And so legislatively, while he has not been able to make great strides, you look at Gorsuch and the rest of the appointments that he's made, and it's going to make big changes.
Okay. So with most of them, you would find agreement with people like me who are looking for change. I have lots of hope, and I'm looking for change. I'm a little late to the party on that, but at any rate, let's hope it happens. The one thing that this is all subject to the personalities who are appointed. And for the most part, I was wrong about Sonny Perdue, who is the Ag Secretary. I think he's going to be okay. There are people who are in some of these jobs that won't last long, like Tillerson. I don't see him less than 6 months, frankly, Secretary of State, maybe a year. But this guy, Pruitt, who's the guy at EPA, is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
He's a flappy-mouthed moron who really is way too pejorative. He's not the right guy for that job. Change the EPA? Yep, absolutely. But he's not the guy to do it. He's just I don't even have the words for him other than bad. So let's see what happens. Let's see how long he makes it there. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Richie. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Victoria, 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fastest way to figure out what's going on in the world of technology is to listen for the next 5 minutes to Victoria Keelan go through the top five items from the world of technology this week. Count them down every week at this time. So we'll start with number five, and you can go way beyond, you know what I mean? Way. Get it? Way beyond the norm?
Yes.
I'm so subtle. Don't you love it?
You're so subtle.
I am so subtle.
Yes, you can go way beyond the norm. If you like the idea of self-driving cars, Waymo, which is a spinoff of Google, is inviting members of the public to start testing out their self-driving vehicles. Now, this is happening right now. They're taking applications. It's free to sign up. And they said they're going to accept hundreds of people. They're in the Phoenix, Arizona area right now. And so if you're not a fan of self-driving cars, beware if you live in the Phoenix metro area, because you may see a lot of these on the road over the next 6 months. They want people to not just test drive the cars once. They want people to have access to these cars 24/7, an entire fleet. So all different types of makes and models, everything that they have, they really want a lot of public feedback. And so all you have to do is go on to the Waymo website, fill out the questionnaire, and they're calling it the Early Rider Program. And so you can be a part of their initial testing if you like to be a crash test dummy in real life.
All right, number four on the list for this week, a focus on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram had a lot of news this week. The first, they had a brand new update that allows you to use the app when you're offline. So if you're on an airplane and you don't have Wi-Fi, or if you're, you know, stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel, which a lot of people at Penn Station have been lately, you can still check all of your favorite feeds. You can even comment on it now. And that's one thing that people have been waiting for Instagram to do, is have an offline feature. And the other thing is they announced this week that they now have 700 million users on Instagram. They've added added 100 million in the last 4 months. They're rapidly, rapidly growing. They're not quite yet at the Facebook level. Facebook has 1.8 billion users around the world, but they have bested Snapchat and Twitter now by double. So Instagram is definitely the way to go if you are into social media platforms. They also said that second to the U.S., which is their biggest market, is Brazil. They have 45 million Instagram users in Brazil. They're also pretty big in U.K. and in Japan and India and Turkey. And they say now 80% of Instagram users are outside of the U.S. So they've really gone after those smaller global markets, and it's worked.
All right, number three on our list.
Apple versus Uber was a big topic this week. If you've ever deleted an app off your iPhone, you pretty much assume that once you delete it, all of the content and the data goes right into the trash can. Not the case with Uber. If you were part of the hashtag delete Uber movement, which happened, you know, right after the inauguration, you probably also thought that your stuff was gone. Well, it turns out Uber was secretly tracking users even after they deleted the app off their phones. Apple was not happy about this. Tim Cook, the CEO, met with Travis Kalanick, who is the CEO of Uber, and he basically said, you know, you better cut this out. You're breaking our rules. And of course, Uber hopped to and said, no problem. They've changed all of their policies now. And a lot of Apple users were really praising Tim Cook for protecting their privacy, which doesn't happen a lot these days with companies like that.
All concern ourselves and appropriately so with safety concerns regarding all of this stuff, this technology. Number two, here's an airline that has some good news for you, and it comes to the world of technology in part.
Qatar Airways just announced that it is the first airline in the world, and this sounds ridiculous, but it is the first airline in the world to track every piece of baggage from the start of the journey through the finish. You would think this is already happening, but it's not. The International Air Transport Association, the IATA, has a new bill that requires all airlines to follow the similar guidelines that Qatar is now using. They have given everyone a deadline. They say that it has to happen by June 1st of 2018. They want to see a huge drop in baggage loss, which, you know, if you've ever lost your bag, you know how bad that
it's
is.
It's only in the airline's best interest anyway, because they don't have to have as many employees looking around for your baggage, and they spend millions of dollars once they find your bag delivering it to you, so that would seem to be nothing but something that makes sense. All right.
They say this resolution will save the airlines $3 billion.
Number one this week in the top five tech stories.
A lawsuit filed this week in Chicago claims that Bose Headphones uses an app to collect data and is spying on you. Mm-hmm. And so they say it's a violation of the Wiretap Act, and they're looking to make this into a class action lawsuit. So this is a developing story that we'll definitely be hearing a lot more about, for sure.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come, by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.